This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923.
This is Brother David Kahns of United Lodge 8, Brunswick, Maine, presenting to you Volume 72, Number 3, March 1994, Rusty Nail Degree, written by Brother C. Weston Dash. Introduction. The Order of the Rusty Nail is a short program for use in a tiled lodge. It is designed to refresh the memories of brethren holding a valid dues card who are not regular in their lodge attendance. The Order of the Rusty Nail refreshes the memory regarding the passwords and signs of the three Blue Lodge degrees. It touches on lodge customs and reviews the mysteries and legends of Freemasonry as taught in the ritual. The Order of the Rusty Nail can be effectively used as a tool to encourage increased regular attendance at lodge meetings and for bringing a non-attending brother into the lodge and making him feel at ease with what may be forgotten ritual. The lodge may put on the Order of the Rusty Nail on a regularly scheduled basis or only on special occasions. It is recommended the lodge select candidates carefully and ensure the success of the Order of the Rusty Nail by personal contact with the brethren receiving the order, both before and afterward. Lodges should consider developing a packet of information for presentation to the candidate. This could include a copy of the lodge customs and other appropriate Masonic publications. Be sure to include a blank petition and encourage the candidate to encourage a worthy friend to become a member. Consider a rusty nail lapel pin for inclusion in the packet. The Grand Lodge Committee on Masonic Education is making this program available to interested lodges and brethren for use in promoting lodge attendance in particular and Masonic education in general. Committee on Masonic Education, Grand Lodge of Missouri. Thomas H. McCulley, Zelwyn B. Eaton, C. Scott Grantham, Richard L. Smith, Richard L. Nelms, John W. Sissel, Chairman. The Order of the Rusty Nail. Worshipful Master, Brother Senior Ward, Senior Warden, Worshipful Master. Worshipful Master, have you anything for the further action of this Lodge of Master Mason? Senior Warden. Master Masons are in waiting and desire to receive the Order of the Rusty Nail. Worshipful Master, Brother Senior Deacon, you will retire with the stewards and see to the preparation of the candidates, and if duly qualified, admit him or them in due form. Senior Deacon introduces himself and stewards, sees current dues cards, receives him in the name of the Lord. Senior Deacon, at the corner of the line of travel. Brothers, welcome to the Order of the Rusty Nail. Its purpose is to remind you of what you may have forgotten about the degrees of Masonry and to make you feel at home in your lodge or in a lodge which you may visit. He conducts brothers to the altar. Worshipful Master. Brothers, early in your Masonic career, you were taught never to engage in any great or important undertaking without first invoking the aid and blessing of deity. I shall therefore call upon Brother Chaplain to lead us in prayer. Most holy and glorious Lord God, the great architect of the universe, we beseech thee to look down upon and bless the brethren here assembled. May the connections formed here be linked together with ever-increasing ties of brotherly love and fellowship until time shall be no more. Amen. Senior Deacon conducts him to the Junior Warden. Senior Deacon, Brother Junior Warden, it gives me pleasure to present brothers, blank, Master Masons who desire the Order of the Rusty Nail. Junior Warden, welcome, brothers, to United Lodge No. 8 and the Order of the Rusty Nail. On your first admission into a lodge of Freemasons, you were received upon the POAISI, etc. At this point, the ritual used at the candidate's entrance into the lodge is given. Then the steps, due guard and sign, working tools, grip and word are communicated. Junior Warden continues, you will now be conducted to the Senior Warden for instructions on the second degree. Senior Deacon, Brother Senior Warden, it gives me pleasure to present brothers blank, Master Masons who desire the Order of the Rusty Nail. Senior Warden, welcome to United Lodge No. 8 and the Order of the Rusty Nail. On your first admission into a lodge of fellow crafts, you were received upon the AOAS, etc. At this point, the ritual used to receive the candidate on the second degree is given. Then the steps, due guard and sign, the working tools, grip, and word are communicated. Then the origin of the password, it originated in consequence of a quarrel between, etc., is given. Senior Warden continues, "You will now be conducted to the Worshipful Master for instructions on the third degree." Senior Deacon, "Worshipful Master, it gives me pleasure to present Brothers Blank, Master Masons who desire the Order of the Rusty Nail." Worshipful Master, "Welcome, brothers, to United Lodge No. 8 and the Order of the Rusty Nail. On your first admission into a lodge of Master Masons, you are received upon the BPOTC, etc. At this point, the ritual used to receive the candidate on the third degree is given. Then the steps, due guard and sign, the working tools, grip and word are communicated. Also, the ritual relating to the grand hailing sign is given." Worshipful Master concludes with, "Brother Senior Deacon, you will provide the brethren with chairs." The following charge is now given. Brothers, in the first degree, you were given a brief explanation of Masonry as follows. Freemasonry is a beautiful system of morals, veiled in allegory, and illustrated by symbols. Its tenets are brotherly love, relief, and truth. Its cardinal virtues are temperance, fortitude, prudence, and justice. Its religion, if religion it may be called, is an unfeigned belief in the one living and true God. The second section of the third degree, in which you, each one, were caused to represent our GMHA, is a most solemn and impressive portion of our ritualistic work. In it, we are taught the ultimate lesson of victory over death and the immortality of the soul. The great moral lesson designed to be inculcated, BTCOTDITOHLTIPSYMAAWTATTADDFBDATGATBTRATLE. The Grand Lodge has changed the law on solicitation. Now it is legal to ask a friend or relative that you think would make a good Mason to join, so long as we do not use coercion. In a packet of material, which you will receive shortly, will be a petition. So if you know of such a person or persons, please talk to them about Masonry and give them a petition if they want it. If you wish to visit a lodge and no one there can vouch for you, they will ask you to repeat the test oath and ask you a few questions. Be sure you have a current dues card with you. Brother Senior Deacon, you will conduct the brothers to the altar. Worshipful Master, brethren, I congratulate you upon your successful completion of the Order of the Rusty Nail. I hope that the redefining of these principles will stimulate your renewed interest in Freemasonry, and that you will once again attend lodge meetings and activities. We have prepared a packet of information for you, which contains a petition and other pamphlets, which you may read at your leisure. Your Worshipful Master will now invest you with a lapel pin emblematic of the Order of the Rusty Nail. Wear it, prize it, and tell all who may ask about the Order of the Rusty Nail how they may receive it. You will now be seated among the brethren. Rusty Nail Night, particularly for sojourners in Maine. The purpose of this evening is to help you to review the lessons learned in each of the degrees as you progressed, seeking light and to improve yourself in Masonry. This review should enable you, with a current paid dues card from your home lodge, to gain admittance as a visitor in any lodge in Maine, and probably anywhere in the country. There are some slight differences in lodges of the English Constitution and Scottish Constitution if one would travel in foreign countries. If you travel to Florida or other southern jurisdictions in winter, you will find them most hospitable. We will cover the following 29 questions. Number 1, whence came you? Number 2, what came you here to do? Number 3, how do I know you to be a Mason? 4, what are signs? 5, what are tokens? 6, can you show the due guard and signs of an entered apprentice, of fellow craft, of Master Mason? 7. What is the significance of each due guard? 8. Of each sign? 9. When are they given? 10. What are the great lights? 11. How are they arranged for each degree? 12. To what part of the Bible are they opened for each degree? See Main Cipher, page 184. 13. What are the lesser lights, and to what do they pertain? 14. Which color is nearest the east? The west? The south? 15. In arranging the great lights, which way does the Bible face? 16. What is a grip? Can you show the grip of an entered apprentice? Its name? 17. The pass grip of a fellow craft. Its name? 18. The real grip of a fellow craft. Its name. 19. The past grip of a Master Mason. Its name? 20. The real grip of a Master Mason. How given and what is its name? 21. What are the 5 points of fellowship and how used? 22. What is the Masonic sign of distress, how and when given? 23. What is a common form of challenging a presumed brother? 24. If you are challenged in this manner, what would be your reply? 25. In Maine, what is the common salutation used with a known brother? 26. If you are in another jurisdiction, how can you identify your lodge as regular? 27. If you wish to be examined and no brother present can avouch for you, who do you ask? 28. Do you know the test oath and how given? See Maine Cipher, page 184. 29. If you plan to travel in a foreign country, particularly England and Scotland, do you know the proper procedure to attend a lodge? Remember, in your own lodge, you never have to work your way in. All you need is your dues card.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry. And this has been the Short Talk Bulletin podcast, brought to you by the Masonic Service Association of North America for the purpose of supporting the worthy goals of disaster relief campaigns, hospital visitation, and the spread of Masonic information and knowledge. If you agree with supporting these worthy goals, please donate. And thank you.